More to the point, morally, don't we want exemplars who know feelings of shame and manifest them as a sign of our humanity? Morally, ought we not think these emotions have a place? Now, significantly, how am I doing in time?
You have till 2:50.
Okay, so
I got 10.
Okay, so significantly, the sages don't leave a place for emotions of distress, emotions of moral injury. For the only kind of legitimate moral distress on the Stoic view would be a reaction to one's own voluntary wrongdoing or the misuse of reason, and that's constitutionally impossible. And he's in control, a sage is in control of his virtue, and also, and this point I want to emphasize, in control of what can touch it, or what he can feel when something touches it, more to the point. And so Philo makes this point again. He says, if Abraham aspires to be a real sage, then like God, as Philo pictures a divine being, he won't feel suffering of evil inflicted on him. For the human race is subject to sorrow and to exceeding fear. And men are either grieved at unexpected evils pressing upon them, but the nature of God is free from grief. And so this comes up. Abraham, in sacrificing Isaac, is not supposed to feel real grief. He doesn't feel the trauma of what he's being asked to do.